Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. From Lincoln Financial Field, the site of the first open practice where thousands of fans came to cheer on Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's get a sense of what it was like, not only for the fans, but for the players as well.
It was good. I mean, it was good to see all the fans out there cheering, get excitement going for this season, and get our spirits up, because at the beginning of camp, sometimes it gets tough.
A little kick of energy when you come out and you see the stadium feel for a practice and training camp. That was special to see. We have a great we have some great fans here, and we appreciate them coming out.
Regarding the action on the field, the big storyline, of course, was regarding wide receiver Jerry Maclin, who tore his ACL during Saturday's practice. The young 25-year-old is optimistic that he'll be able to come back from this injury.
The latest two guys will come back, and you have to see Roger Dickey, but he got cleared to play. And obviously, Adrian Peterson, you look at Willis McKay, tore his three times. I have a best friend of mine, torn his four times, and still Alexander Young, doing very, very well in the NFL. So this is my second time around, but I got all the faith in the world that I'll come back even stronger than I was before.
Maclin out indefinitely. His teammates, whether it's the running backs, tight ends, or wide receivers like Riley Cooper, know that they must step up and produce in his absence.
As far as an opportunity, it's an opportunity for everybody. He's out, so we'll see how it goes.
Over 30 alumni were on hand for the festivities on Sunday as the team welcomed the new era by bringing back some of the all-time greats, players like Donovan McNabb, who will retire as an Eagle on Monday, Brian Dawkins, Brian Westbrook, a whole list of some of the greatest players to ever don an Eagles uniform were part of the action on Sunday.
Well, I just got a chance to go meet with the alumni that were upstairs, and it's incredible. I mean, they're fired up. They're excited about this, and knowing that our fans in Philadelphia have 65,000 tickets. Derek, is that the right number? 65,000 tickets distributed.
Watching those guys kind of come out, and I think they were really excited to be here and be able to take part of it. And I also think our players got to, watching Shady, jump up with Westbrook or jump up with McNabb. It's cool. It's great to see that enthusiasm, and I think the crowd played off of it as well too.
I'm excited because obviously this is a new era, like you talked about. I want to see what Chip Kelly's going to present. Obviously, I've had a chance to talk to him a little bit. Obviously, know the players, but the most important thing is, when it's something new and it's change, it's a shock value. And for me, I get a chance to sit back and watch and kind of analyze a little bit. Not so much of just the, the plays that they're running, but more or less the tempo. I want to see the tempo, and I want to see the attitude and aggressiveness of the guys, and just if they're buying in.
Make sure to join us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com at 10 a.m. on Monday to watch the Donovan McNabb press conference live. He will be joined by Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie. Reporting from Lincoln Financial Field, the site of the first open practice for the 2013 training camp, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.